Yes, very well. As you may be aware, Article 46 of the Liberian Constitution requires the conduct of an election to replace 50% of the members of the Liberian Senate who were elected in the first category for a period of 9 years during the 2005 election. That tenure comes to an end in a second working Monday in January, and so there is a need to have them replaced. So the National Elections Commission, over the last few months, been involved with preparatory activities that will lead towards the conduct of said elections. And so on tomorrow, Saturday, 1.9 million registered voters in Liberia are expected to go to the polls to elect 15 senators to represent each of the 15 counties in Liberia in concert with the constitution of our country. So, yes, we are prepared. We have concluded the deployment of more than 24,000 electoral workers. They include electoral supervisors and other polling and other staff at the polling centers. We have 2.6 million ballot papers that we've brought into the country. And so all of the sensitive and non-sensitive electoral materials have been deployed at the 4,701 polling centers across the country in preparation for polling, which begins at 8 o'clock a.m. on Saturday and closes at 6 p.m. the same day.
Well, Mr. Kennedy, are there any new measures that the Electoral Commission has come up with in this particular election that will be used to prevent the infection of prospective voters due to the ongoing Ebola outbreak?
Yes, very well. And that's a very good question. As you are aware, the election is being held at a time when we, as a country, are fighting this Ebola hemorrhagic fever. So in order to ensure that nobody gets infected on election day, the National Elections Commission has instituted protocol against transmission of Ebola on tomorrow. Among those protocol is the fact that all individuals who go to the polls tomorrow at the electorate will be required firstly to wash their hands. At all of the 4,701 polling centers will have hand washing facilities. And after that, the second requirement will be that each person who is standing on the same queue will be required to stand 3 feet away from each other, because touching is the mode by which the Ebola hemorrhagic fever is transmitted in our country. So that is also intended to ward, you know, the spread of Ebola through touching each other. And also those who are often fond of using or who will require using their thumbprint to mark the ballot papers will not use the regular ink pad that we've been using in past elections. They will be required to use cotton balls to dip it in the ink, mark the finger, and then mark the ballot papers. And also those who will be using ink, a pen to mark the ballot papers, are being required to take along their pens just in case they don't have. The National Elections Commission will provide pens that will be sanitized at regular intervals as a measure of avoiding the transmission of the disease while people go to cast their ballots in the process of ensuring the sustenance of democracy in Liberia.
When do you expect results of this election to start trickling in?
Well, early next week, we will begin to disclose provisional results. As we come in, we will hold regular daily press briefings where we'll be revealing and disclosing the results of the election as they come in from the various counties. But what the Election Commission has done is, in every county, we have a tally center that will collate the results from each of the center in each county and then release the results from there. But results in those areas will be provisional. So all of the results will be sent here, and on a regular basis also the National Elections Commission will begin to review it for the larger population of the country to know. But on the county level, it's going to also be made available there.
Are there any international and local poll observers that will be monitoring or observing this senatorial election?
Yes, very well. We have more than 10 international organizations that have been accredited to observe the election, and they've submitted more than 300 names. Just today, the chairman of the National Elections Commission had a meeting with an 18-member delegation from the Economic Community of West African States, ECOWAS, and they're here to observe the election in our country. We also have observers from the European Union, the African Union, and other international organizations. So there's a lot of international observers that have come into the country, as well as international media practitioners to also observe the election.